This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including The Flip Side of Feminism, What Conservative Women Know and Men Can't Say, an important new book that exposes the lies and anti-family agenda of the feminist movement. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
When I went to college, the principal interaction of men and women was called the date. A man would phone and invite a girl to be his guest for supper or to go to the movies. She would accept. They would have an enjoyable evening. He would pay the cost and then see that she got home safely. Maybe there would be a goodnight kiss at the door. The New York Times had a recent article stating that dating is now obsolete. Dating has been replaced by hanging out or hooking up. In this new world of internet posts and commitment-free sex, there are no clear rules. We can blame a lot of this change on the feminist movement. Feminism has frowned on old-fashioned courtship and taught young women there's something humiliating about a man buying a girl's dinner. Many young men today are afraid to ask a girl for a date. Some young women have begun to believe girls can get through life without men. Feminism has taught them that men are not really necessary after all. The disappearance of dating is a problem for young people of both genders who find it nearly impossible to find a spouse. But young women have biological clocks, and they can't wait forever if they want to have a family. Traditional dating worked to their advantage. The custom of restricting access to themselves gave women a tremendous amount of power. Men were forced to work to pursue women. Traditional dating also showed women which men were capable of supporting a family, and that's what she ought to know before she starts a serious relationship. What men want from women is sex and their own children, and women hold all the cards to set the term of a relationship. The best way for women to fix this situation is to insist on the traditional rules and even on old-fashioned courtship. Traditional dating and courtship were a very good pathway to marriage, and that's what we need more of today.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. The new book by Suzanne Venker and Phyllis Schlafly, The Flip Side of Feminism, What Conservative Women Know and Men Can't Say, exposes the lies and anti-family agenda of the feminist movement. For more on the book or to join the blog conversation, go to eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit. The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendovite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendovite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendovite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
John Stettmiller here. Gives me great pleasure to welcome our new sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They are a veteran-owned, Christian-based preparedness company. I know the owner, and I can tell you they share the same ideals and values that we do. From quality long-term food to self-defense and camping supplies, they have what you need to prepare. Great wholesale pricing, quality products, the best customer service. You just can't go wrong. One example, they have a one-year food package that includes GMO-free vegetables and fruits, plus real meat like roast beef and chicken breast. Over 2,000 calories a day for $19.95. Not your run-of-the-mill carb bucket like a lot of them out there. From stun guns, batons, tents, gas masks, chemical suits, the list goes on and on. One thing you'll learn over time is value is defined by quality plus price. You get that value with AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Tell them that John sent you and receive a free knife with your order today.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear, we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C., before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back, as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
All right, so we were talking about the executive order that Barry Sotero has recently put in place that will come after the Second Amendment. Once again, no surprise there. And the last caller, John from Texas, who wanted to contribute that, you know, this has to do with the gray area involved with having weapons such as machine guns and shotguns, short-barreled shotguns. He's exactly right. The executive action will also prohibit legal entities like corporations or trusts from owning firearms of all kinds, claiming that criminals can easily evade the required background check and gain access to machine guns or other particularly dangerous weapons by registering the weapon to a trust or corporation. Owners and trustees of these entities will have to submit to individual background checks in order to maintain ownership by the authority of an ATF-issued proposed regulation. Here's what they say. Quote, the proposed rule requires individuals associated with trust or corporations that acquire these types of weapons to undergo background checks, just as these individuals would if the weapons were registered to them individually. So they wanted to go after the gun show loophole, as they were calling it. Now they're going after this gray area, and they will continue to incrementally come after our weapons more and more. We're taking your calls on this hour, and we're also going to get into the Syrian situation, which continues to heat up. There are some predictions out there that we will be having an airstrike in Syria by Friday of this week. So that's tomorrow. It's right around the corner. Actually, what is today? Today's Wednesday, Thursday? What's today, Sanders? Wednesday or Thursday? It's Thursday. I don't even know what today is. Jeez. Shows you how hectic things have been for me. So, yeah, that could be possibly tomorrow. And then I want to get into Fukushima because that continues to be an extremely pressing issue in a dangerous situation. But I want to keep the phone lines open on anything you like. It doesn't have to be in reference to any of the aforementioned topics. We were taking calls on this executive order last hour and the push against the Second Amendment. So we'll continue to do that. 800-313-9443. Or you can comment on anything that lamestream media is not covering or anything that I should be covering as a member of the alternative media, whatever that is or isn't. 800-313-9443 is our troll-free number. Get out your crayon, write that down. I do want to hear from you. I'd love to get your feedback on these important issues. 800-313-9443, and we will go back to the phone lines and talk with Stan. Hello, Stan.
You mean Dan?
Dan, Stan. How are you, Dan, Stan?
Okay, doing fine. Listen, bear with me. I'm a newbie to the gun world, and I was awoken, if you will, or awaken, about 2 years ago, in which I bought a shotgun for protection of my family. And the shotgun was described as a tactical shotgun, which was a short-barreled shotgun. Am I under this umbrella of Obama's, executive order?
I don't know. That's a good question. Let me see here. Today, the administration is announcing a new policy of denying requests to bring military-grade firearms back into the United States to private entities, and only a few expectations, such as the idea that you can have a firearm that's not given an okay by your local sheriff, You know, I don't have an answer for you, Dan.
Well, the question I ask is how long is the, the barrel needs to be in order to be under this, restriction by Obama's executive order? Because,
I really don't know. It says nothing about inches here. It says nothing. All it says is kind of this arbitrary term, and maybe a gun owner enthusiast will know better than I do here, and if so, I'd love for them to call. All it says is, quote, a short-barreled shotgun.
Right. Well, perhaps one of your speakers, one of your listeners can comment, and that was the purpose of my call. And like I said, I'm a newbie, so I really don't know much about guns other than what my comment was. Thank you for taking the call.
Well, thank you, Dan. It's a good question. I'm not sure either. I'm not as much of an expert as perhaps Larry Pratt, who airs every Saturday right here. Definitely check out his show. And I do not know. Perhaps we can contact Larry and get him on to comment on this story. Mr. Producer, if you want to try to arrange that, I know it's short notice, but I'd love to hear his take on this. I'd love to hear the take of Sheriff Mack on, who was with John Stadmiller last week, if I'm not mistaken. And I don't believe they touched on this topic. Folks, this might not be an all-out grab of your guns, but this sure as hell is an incremental step to an all-out grab of your guns. And I'm very much concerned about this. I know many of you are as well, and we will continue to follow this story and these executive orders as they come. Okay, now let's get into Syria. I just read a report from the British Mirror magazine, which has revealed that British special forces are now operating inside Syria in preparation for what they call a, quote, expected response of cruise missiles and RAF bombing campaigns, which will take place alongside the Americans and possibly the French. And I've noticed that the French are very much vocal when it comes to these issues these days. Of course, they were the sole foreign influence in Mali most recently. The British Special Forces, however, are, well, supposed to be there now as we speak. They are allegedly in the country in order to search out Syrian missiles and anti-aircraft weaponry, as well as ammunition depots and military installations for potential targeting and evasion once the attacks begin. Listen to this. The Special Forces agents currently working inside Syria, including the SAS, otherwise known as the Special Boat Service, the Special Reconnaissance Regiment, and MI6, are all there getting ready, and the Mirror writes, that's the British magazine, that some of the most important targets of the Special Forces are the Syrian government long-range mobile missiles, batteries due to the fear that they will be used against Western jets once the bombing campaign begins. We'll be right back. When I get there, I'm learning to fly around the clouds. What goes up must come down.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey, and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Okay, welcome back. Bob Tuscan filling in once again for John Stadmiller. And got a lot going on in the world today. Of course, Syria is a big issue, and we're going to continue to flesh this out. I just reported that the British Special Forces are currently engaged in, well, I guess it's not so covert, more of an overt action, going after certain missiles and trying to get ready for another occupation of the Syrian country there, of the Syrian land. And, well, don't be surprised, folks, when I tell you that Syria, I know Americans are not too good with geography. Well, I know everybody listening right now is not your average American, so don't get me wrong, but they might not realize that the average person out there, that is, that Syria happens to share a border with, starts with an I, yes, that's right, Israel. You better believe that Israel has a big part in this conflict. We also have been talking about the executive order from Barry Sotero coming after certain guns, which we will continue to flesh out. And the answer to the last caller's question about how long the shotgun must be in order to be considered a full-length shotgun barrel. What is a full-length shotgun barrel? Well, the answer is anything that's shorter than an 18-and-a-half barrel is illegal. So if it's 17-and-a-half inches, it's illegal. If it's 18 inches, according to my sources, it's illegal. So there you go. There's your answer in case you want to know how far to saw off the end of your shotgun. And forgive me for being naive, but I'm not sure what the appeal is or the added benefit of having a smaller gauge shotgun, smaller barrel. My friend here is saying, what's the deal? They're easier to conceal. Oh, okay. I did not know that. All right. Well, that makes sense. That's pretty darn intuitive. You can put it in your pants easier without having people know it. All right. Let's take more phone calls as well. We're taking your calls at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And we will talk with Dark Pupil. Hello, Dark Pupil.
Yo, what's happening, Bob?
Oh, I know who this is. What's going on with you, man?
Hey, cool. My name's Daniel. You know, you can look me up. You can check me out. I'm on Facebook. I'm a real dude. No felony convictions. What's happening, man?
All right. That's good to know. I got my producer was not able to get the DNA scan of your voice, so I'm glad we have the ability to further track you and look you up. Our former NSA source, Snowden, is no longer with them, as I'm sure you've heard, so thank you for obliging the information about yourself. What's on your mind?
Oh, not much, man. I was just listening to the program. Dude, I really like the game that you spit. Gerald Salene, he's the truth. And I'm going to subscribe to the Trends Journal here in a little bit and send him an email.
Awesome. How's that health store going that you're trying to set up there? I'm interested to learn more about that as it happens.
Well, you know, I'm waging it. You know, I'm pounding doors. I have been for a while, but see, people just don't want to listen to me. I got a job in a dang grocery store, and as the Coke vendor comes in, I tell him point blank to his face that he's got a pallet of poison right there.
And what kind of a reaction does he get? Because he himself does not see him self as a drug pusher, as a poison pusher. What do you think they would say if they knew that, and would they keep on pushing the poison even if they knew it?
Yeah, they do, because they got their two copper from the government, and it's a silent killer, it's a slow killer. They people already dying of cancer anyway, so they might keep swilling it back.
That's true. You have aspartame and diet sodas, which is a neurotoxin, absolutely poisonous. We've interviewed Dr. Betty Martini on the topic many times. Then you got the high fructose corn syrup, which has been shown to contain mercury. On top of that, it's all genetically modified corn. It's just one poisonous aspect after the other, and people drink this stuff down like it's no tomorrow. And of course, we have the blue and the right and the red paradigm, just like the paradigm of the left and right here. We have Pepsi and Coke. You ever notice how they all take a blue or red color as their image?
You can always trace the New World Order's divide and conquer back to some sort of left, first, right paradigm. It always traces back to a left, first, right play against
that's right.
off Cowboys and Indians, Army versus...
Divide and conquer. Divide and conquer. It's the ultimate way in which we're controlled and we're put against one another. Yeah, great points. Well, stay in touch and let me know how the store goes. If you're ever able to get it going, we'd love to have... our listeners support you because it's a great idea. For those who don't know what I'm talking about, he wants to set up a store that has all sorts of holistic stuff that we might talk about and all sorts of truth-based initiatives, which I think is a great idea, and we should have more of those locations across the country. Let's talk with Kerry in Florida now. Hello, Kerry.
Hello, Mr. Tuscan. Your first name is Bob, is it?
Yeah, but it's Dr. Tuscan.
Dr. Tuscan, okay.
Actually, it's Dr. Pepper. That's the beverage we were just talking about with the poison in it.
Right. There's many of my wife still drinks Pepsi. I tell her there's this and that in it, and she, you know, at least she's down to once every 2 weeks now, but
it's instead
of every day.
It really is addicting, and they show that diet sodas are literally addicting. You know, the others might be... Yeah. Addicting mentally, but the diet sodas, the aspartame, will literally physically put you to a complete addiction.
Well,
not why you called, Kerry. What's up?
Well, you know the reason I have an 18.5-inch barrel on my Remington 870 is so I can maneuver it in the hallway if I need to. You know, the normal duck guns are way too long. You know, they're meant to shoot ducks out of, you know, from 400 or 500 feet, you know, up in the air. The 18.5-inch, you can turn around in your house, in the hallway, level it in a general direction. Of course, it's always better to aim. I have, you know, night sights. And take care of business in your home to protect your family. And that's what the 18.5-inch is for.
So why wouldn't they want that to be something people have? You know, the idea is that we have the right to bear arms to protect ourselves. Why is that all of a sudden something that people shouldn't have? I mean, it seems intuitive that if it really is, you know, if they're really interested in our best interest, then they would allow for us to have access to a weapon like that. And let me also ask, Kerry, from what I read, 18.5 is legal, but something shorter than that is illegal.
This is what I understand as well, and that's why, you know, mine's 18.5. And I agree with you, and that's why I'm not going to ask the government's permission to conceal carry when I'm out in public. It's none of their friggin' business. It's my God-given right. And no, I don't have a permit to carry, but I'm armed at all times. And, you know, I might go to jail, but, I'm also smart enough to know when to use it and when not to. But the 18.5-inch shotgun is sweetheart. It is a sweetheart with number 4 buckshot, 27 pellets. They're big enough to bring somebody down, certainly. So, this is what I use to defend my house as well as a revolver. I don't believe in semi-autos. And so I just wanted to give you my input on the shotgun thing.
Well, thank you for that perspective, Kerry. We'll be right back.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Keravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Keravim? Simple. Keravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to teravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Keravim, the best supplements on earth.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info, or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256, or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Welcome back. Bob Tuscan filling in today for John Stadno, and I want to thank him for allowing me to do so. My show goes back to its Monday through Friday format starting September 2nd. After Labor Day, you will be able to hear my show from 9 to midnight Central Time. That's 9 to midnight Central Time. Of course, my website is Bob Tuscan, TUSKIN.com, and you can always email me at The Bob Tuscan Show at gmail.com. The Bob Tuscan Show at gmail.com. So we've been talking about the recent executive order from Barry Sotero coming after certain shotguns in the gray area in owning those shotguns. There's been a fact sheet that the White House has released on their whitehouse.gov website. I read a bit from that, and, well, it's just another incremental step to coming after our weapons. Need I say more? We've also talked briefly about Fukushima and the 300 to 450 tons of contaminated water that contain radioactive iodine, cesium, and strontium, which is flooding the Pacific Ocean on a daily basis from the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear facility. Big story. Not a lot of people are talking about it. And, of course, the top headline today has to do with Syria. You guys know who Nigel Farage is? Is that how you pronounce his name? Nigel Farage? Well, he thinks that going into Syria and striking them is a bad idea. He's a British politician, if I'm not mistaken. And as I just reported, the British Special Forces are now operating, as we speak, inside Syria in preparation for the expected response of cruise missiles and RAF bombing campaigns, which will take place alongside the Americans and possibly the French. Well, what he had to say recently on the BBC, that's the government-controlled media in Great Britain, is pretty darn interesting. Here's what he had to say. I'm going to play this clip of him again on the BBC. I think he brings up some good points, and I think it's pretty darn intuitive, and I think, well, I know that the majority of people here in the States and abroad do not support another war. They don't want it. It will be the most unpopular war in history if it takes place. But heck, that won't stop these psychopaths. No, it won't. But I know what will. Let's gear up this clip here, Mr. Producer, and let the listeners hear what Nigel Farage has to say about a strike against Syria.
Well, let's bring in the UKIP leader, Nigel Farage, who's spoken out against any UK military action in Syria. Thanks for joining us. Why are you opposed?
I'm opposed because we seem to be getting involved in an endless series of foreign wars that we enter into without ever really thinking through the consequences. We've now been in Afghanistan for longer than the First and Second World Wars added together. We, of course, had the escapade in Iraq. We bombed Libya. And I do disagree with Claire Short on one thing. She says this is US-dominated. Actually, it appears to me that William Hague and David Cameron are the keenest members of the international community to reach and rush for military action. And just ask yourself, you know, by sending cruise missiles into Syria as a punishment for possibly using chemical weapons, how does that make anything better? I would have thought that perhaps it makes things even more unstable and we risk getting dragged into a conflict with big players on both sides of the argument. I cannot see that this is in our national interest, and I cannot see how firing cruise missiles can make anything better.
The use of chemical weapons is illegal under the Chemical Weapons Convention. It can't just be left unchecked, can it?
Well, killing people's against all international law. You know, I mean, there are many forms of behaviour as well as chemical weapons that are against international law. I totally accept that something pretty heinous has taken place in Syria, but I'm not going to listen to the government telling me that it's absolutely certain that it's the Assad regime that did this. I heard all this 10 years ago from Tony Blair's government about weapons of mass destruction, and I think it would be inappropriate for us to go into war until we're absolutely certain that it's Assad that used the weapons. And even if we are certain, I still don't think that launching military strikes on Syria will make anything better, and I fear that we'll get ourselves involved in yet another endless conflict. And for all this to be happening, and for this new expenditure to be endorsed, at a time when we're slashing our own armed forces and treating our own servicemen and servicewomen so badly, is something that makes me really very angry.
You talk about concern about getting drawn into to another potentially long conflict. The talk of any military action is that it would be short and sharp to send a message to Assad's regime. If there were a way of doing it in a relatively surgical way, would you support that?
No. I mean, what does sending a message mean? I mean, who's to say that if we fire in, and we and the Americans fire in, you know, 300 or 400 cruise missiles, who's to say that won't bring down the regime? What then? Do we take over? Do Al-Qaeda take over? I mean, whose side are we on here? Yes, we're against many of the things that Assad have done, but do we know who the opposition are? Have we really thought through any of this? And I think the answer is no.
Now that everything has been said that has been said, America talked about the red lines, it feels like we are moving inexorably towards military action. Can there not be military action? Because if there isn't, it will look weak, won't it?
Well, that, of course, is Obama's problem. He's the one that used the term red line. But I would have thought, I mean, certainly British public opinion is opposed to us getting involved in another war that is not directly in our national interest. And I would have thought American public opinion was much the same. So we appear to have the leaders of Britain, France and Germany egging each other on. But I don't see public democratic support for this anywhere.
Nigel Farage, thank you.
Thank you.
So we have a little bit of a contradiction here. Just today, the British government has stated that they are going to rule out a military strike on Syria. Prime Minister David Cameron said that Britain would not participate in a military strike against Syria after he lost the parliamentary vote by 13 votes on Thursday on an motion urging an international response. However, as I reported, the British Mirror magazine has revealed that the British Special Forces are now operating inside Syria. So they might not be the ones who are going to have the strike, but they're certainly getting ready for those who will be pursuing the strike, namely the United States and France, which seems to be at the forefront of these initiatives these days. I heard some pretty darn compelling words from the French Prime Minister about wanting to go to war with Syria. And as all of this takes place, the country that shares a border with Syria, our number one ally, our number one controller perhaps, that's right, you guessed it, Israel, is preparing people there for what is seeming more and more to be an inevitable engagement and conflict. As U.S. allies weigh strike on Syria, nervous Israelis rush for gas masks. This is the hysteria that is coming from Israel. The shortage of gas masks caused a mini melee among panicky moms pushing strollers in Israel on Wednesday as Israelis prepared for a possible U.S. airstrike against Syria that could trigger retaliatory attacks in Israel. And folks, have no doubt that the Israeli people will be a sacrifice in this, that the Zionist controllers, that the people pulling the strings in the upper echelons of Zionism and the institutes, AIPAC, and so on and so forth, they could care less about the everyday Schmendricks living in Israel. At a post office distribution center in Haladar, West Jerusalem, Israelis broke through yellow security tape and clawed into boxes containing the government-issued kits. They want the gas mask. What's going to happen here, folks, is that the Israeli people will be pawns. And at the end of the day, it'll only further justify this bad guy that they're creating, this false flag, if you will, that they need to start this next conflict. All right, when we come back, I have more about Syria and how the U.S. media is pushing for a war, which is pretty darn clear by now. Stand by.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
The free and independent states of America were born July 4, 1776. The 56 delegates signed the Declaration of Independence. Congress ordered it engrossed, sent to the several assemblies, conventions, committees, councils of safety, and several commanding officers of the Continental Army. After the war, several nations traded with the free United States of America. Any agency, officer, or employee acting as if the declaration were void or obsolete is without the right and the consent. They place themselves as an equal to the Creator and are warring with Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution and with the people. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Freedom ain't free, but shooting is cheap. Knob Creek Gun Range. Shoot safe, pay less, have fun. Rifles, pistols, shotguns, cannons, what you got? We got a 350-yard outdoor range, plus other secret ranges we're not even supposed to talk about. Come to Knob Creek Gun Range in West Point, Kentucky, and celebrate diversity at our next shoot coming up on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Visit our website at knobcreekrange.com to find out more information on everyday activities or to get information on the October shoot on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. Or call 502-922-4457. Again, that's 502-922-4457. Knob Creek Gun Range, where the Second Amendment comes first. Go to knobcreekrange.com today or just show up ready to fire at 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Call 502-922-4457.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
All right, well, starting next week, September 2nd, the Bob Tuscan Show will be airing 5 days a week from 9 to midnight Central Time, and we're bringing on more affiliates as the network continues to expand with all of these great opportunities. We need you, the listener, to ask for your favorite show to be carried by your local AM and FM talk station. We have the ability to supply these stations with the same thing that the big boys use, that the liars use, which is an XDS satellite. And I don't need to get into all the specifics, but please advocate on our behalf to get real information on the radio near you. Folks, I got to end on this. We have only about 10 minutes left here, and there was so much more that I wanted to get to that I did not get to. So we'll leave that for John to get back at tomorrow. And I want to leave the listeners with a bit of a look at how the lamestream media is gearing up the public's perception for a war with Syria. This is propaganda at its finest. And before I get to that, because you're not going to want to miss this, when you hear the clips that I have here that I'm going to string together and the perception control and the mind control that it relays to the American people about the necessity for a war with Syria. Literally, it is mind control at its finest. And when are people going to see through this? I'm pissed off that this keeps going on. I'm absolutely pissed off. When the hell are people going to wake up? Well, I guess you could say that this would be the most unpopular strike ever. But is that enough? Are people really going to stand up? Or are we going to hear about this take place and forget about it and see it as, well, it's not in our backyard, so don't worry about it kind of thing? I don't know, folks. These are serious times that we're living in, and we really need to do something about this. We really do. Before I play these clips that I have of the lamestream media conditioning the public to get ready for this next war, let's hear from Bill in Indiana for a moment. Hello, Bill.
Hello, Bob. You always do a very good job.
Thank you.
You're very, very welcome. Thank you. A couple things. First, I would like to see the proof. All this government does, Bob, is lie to us. They lie to us about everything. You
That's
can
right.
start from 9/11 all the way down. They lie to us about everything. If you go into Google and just search UN inspectors say Assad's government did not do the chemical weapon attack, you'll see a bona fide sources, policymike.com, russiantimes.com. We know
in other words, we have the proof that their information is incorrect.
Yes,
where's their proof? And after all, the burden of proof lies in their hands.
And you know, they say, damn the truth. We want to kill and destroy everything. And Bob, for them to get to their Agenda 21 population of 500 million, there's a lot of eggs that got to be broken.
That's right. That's exactly right, Bill. Well, great call.
Thank you, Bob.
I appreciate your insight. Thank you. Let's take one last call before I get to these clips here, and we'll talk with Kathy. Hello, Kathy.
Hi, Bob. I just wanted to give a shout-out for the workers that are striking from the fast food chain from McDonald's.
Yeah, I saw that in the news today briefly. There's people all throughout the city of New York and other major cities, from what I understand, that are saying that their wages as a fast food worker are inhumane and that they need to make more, which I could kind of go with, I guess.
Kind of. I mean, it's poverty wages and unaffordable benefits. They're standing on that ceramic tile, can't afford decent shoes, can't afford food. So I'm very proud of them because it's easy to strike when you're in a good position. It's difficult to do what they're doing. And I want
the reason I'm reluctant to fully support it, Kathy, is because of my distrust of the fast food industry anyways, you know.
Well, I'm just proud of them because, you know, very difficult to do what they're doing.
You're
very.
Right. And I appreciate you bringing up that topic. I had not mentioned that today. So thank you for the call and for the mention of that. Now, folks, let's get to the clips here of the U.S. media psychologically conditioning you to get ready for a conflict with Syria. Mr. Producer, can we cue that up?
There is a reason why President Obama has made clear to the Assad regime that this international norm cannot be violated without consequences.
Well, especially after what Secretary Kerry said, we have to act.
Exactly what action he's going to take, but it certainly seems like he's getting ready to take one.
Do you think he should?
I think he should, and I think he will.
But once that red line has been crossed, once chemical weapons have been used, I believe the president has to take action.
All people and all nations who believe in the cause of our common humanity.
If we don't act.
Take action.
Must stand up to assure that there is accountability for the use of chemical weapons so that it never happens again.
Allies in the region, adversaries in the region are going to look. So we have to take action. I mean, Iran is going to be looking at how we respond as they go forward with their nuclear weapon program.
There's evidence now that they used chemical weapons at a very large scale. And I think that action is imminent.
There's more of a concern here that we lose our credibility if we don't act.
But if the order comes, you're ready to go like that.
We are ready to go like that.
So when you turn on television, there's no real debate.
There you go, folks. It's a perfectly orchestrated narrative. They are putting into your mind that this is going to happen, that we must strike. They had set this up with the red line that Obama had, which was just propaganda to begin with, and here we are. Can somebody say déjà vu? Does this not sound familiar? This is as easy to read as a children's book. And it sounds more and more like the novel 1984 with the double speak and conditioning of the population. I don't know how else to break it down for you. I think most, if not everyone listening right now, see through this. They don't stand with the warmongers. They don't stand with the military-industrial complex. They know that a round table of individuals are really pulling the strings here, neglecting the voice of the people who say, no, we will not allow for this to happen. Well, you know what they say in response? You know what the powers that shouldn't be say in response? They say, na-na-na-na-boo-boo, what are you going to do about it? So in the final moments of today's show, allow me to ask you that very question. What are you going to do about it? They've pushed you into a corner. They put their nose up at you. And it's your move now, ladies and gentlemen. It's our move now. What are you going to do about it? Are you going to bend over? Are you going to turn over? Are you going to bury yourself 6 feet under? What are you going to do about this? What are we going to do about this? Well, that's what we hope to accomplish with this dialogue on shows like this and others. We will continue this discussion as things continue to heat up in the world. We will keep our eyes on the geopolitical situation and give you updates as things happen. And we will, more importantly, focus on what solutions so that we do not feel like we are the inevitable victim. And when they push us in a corner and they dare us to do something about it, we stand up and we do something about it. Bottom line. It's about time. The stuff needs to end. And I am, to steal a line from the network that you all know, mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore. Folks, that does it for me tonight. Bob Tuscan having filled in for John Stadmiller. Please be sure to check out my show starting 5 days a week on Monday of next week, September 2nd, from 9 to midnight Central. I love you, and I will talk with you soon.
John Stepman.